December 1st, 1955, our freedom movement came alive. And because of Sister Rose, you know, we don't ride on the back of the bus no more. Sister Rose, she was tired one day after a hard day on her job, when all she wanted was a well-deserved rest, not a scene from an angry mob. A bus driver said, "Lady, you got to get up, 'cause a white person wants that seat." But Miss Rose, she said, "No, not no more. I'm gonna stay right here and rest my feet."
Yeah, thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
This week, Congress gave its highest civilian award, the Congressional Gold Medal, to Rosa Parks, considered the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Rosa Parks was a seamstress in Montgomery, Alabama, when one day she refused to give up her seat in the front of the bus to a white passenger. The bus driver had her arrested. She was tried and convicted of violating a local ordinance. Her act sparked a citywide black boycott of the bus system that lasted more than a year. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in November of 1956 that segregation on transportation is unconstitutional. The pioneer of civil rights visited East Orange last week, and the students at Cicely Tyson School of Performing and Fine Arts were anxious to greet her.
Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Welcome, Rosa!
Actress Cicely Tyson led the chants as she pushed Rosa's wheelchair up the school walkway. Once inside, Rosa was greeted by soothing music from the school's harp ensemble. The students at the school had learned much about Rosa Parks and couldn't wait to see her. Shamina Waldron was moved.
It means a lot because we read a lot about Rosa Parks, like when we coming up in school, and now we finally get the chance to meet her and really like actually talk to her. Because when you learn the things like in history, it's not, I mean, it's important, but it's not as much important as this, because now we really get to meet her and really get to talk to her. So, you know, it's very important.
I asked 7th grade teacher Thelma Murray if the students could really understand what it would be like not to be able to sit where you want to on a bus.
No, but I can, because I'm from Alabama, and it's just amazing how for many years you just did things just because, and all of a sudden, freedom. And you didn't even realize that you were segregated. We didn't realize it when we were doing it, so it just took this that one moment for someone to say, "I'm not getting up," to change the phase of history.
Murray says she tries to explain to her students what it was like in the 1950s and why Rosa Parks refused to get up.
It was just time, because I lived through that, and it was the law, and we just followed the law. And it just took one person at that time. She didn't even probably think about breaking the law. She just thought about, look, she wasn't thinking about being the mother of civil rights. Today, I'm not getting up. And that was supposed to happen at that time. I just feel that was supposed to happen at that time, and it just started to open the eyes of a lot of people that, no, this isn't right to segregate people. We pay the same amount of money to ride the bus. We should have equal access to the seats.
As Rosa entered the Cicely Tyson School auditorium, you could feel the power and admiration from the students and the staff. East Orange Mayor Robert Bowser was thrilled to be a part of the event.
Well, it gives me the opportunity to see live and in color a person that was a key figure in the struggle for freedom and human rights. And a lot of these kids here weren't even a thought at the time all of those things were going on. I was young myself, but you know, when you live through it, you don't get to really see a lot of people because of the distance between, but a lot of things that were happening in the South were happening right here in East Orange. And she served as a true catalyst for a lot of things that happened. And a lot of things beginning to change just because of her courage and her bravery. And I think the kids need to know that. They need to know their history.
Rosa sat in the front row with the mayor and Cicely Tyson as the students put on a wonderful display of music and dance. Rosa Parks has received many honors, including the Martin Luther King Jr. Nonviolent Peace Prize. Her presence touched the hearts of all those in the auditorium, especially Principal Laura Trimmings.
For the first time in my life, I am finding it difficult to find words. Never in my lifetime, having lived through the 60s, did I ever think I would be given the wonderful pleasure of smiling on the face of such a legacy in our lifetime, Mrs. Rosa Parks.
As the jazz band got their chance to belt out the tunes, each member got a chance to play a solo, kind of their own special tribute to the 86-year-old Rosa Parks. And after the dance ensemble graced the stage, classmate Rosalind Gia read a poem from Maya Angelou entitled Rosa Parks.
Every day for a long time now, I've been riding in the back of the bus. But if you look at my face, you can see my disgust. Riding in the back of the bus now today, I'm real tired, just too tired to move. I done scrubbed floors, washed windows, I even polished old Missy's shoes. The bus driver tells me I have to give him my seat because a white man wants it, and he's just too good to stand on his feet. Something in my gut say, I just don't give a darn. This seat, I ain't giving up. To heck with the white man.
Ride over King Jesus. No.
The concert choir brought smiles and claps from the honored guest, and the talent kept coming. It was time for the guest of honor to say a few words, and the soft-spoken Rosa, whose mother was a teacher, showed she was deeply moved by the performance of the students.
It's been just a wonderful time. I've enjoyed the young people, I've enjoyed the elder people, and I've just had a wonderful time today, and I wouldn't have missed it for anything at all. Thank you.
The person who was responsible for Rosa's visit was beaming throughout the performance. Cicely Tyson says she wanted students at her school to understand the sacrifices that were made.
First of all, they would recognize who this woman is. They will know that this is the woman that made so many things possible in their lives, that prior to her sitting down and saying, I shall not be moved, we're not possible. She's the woman that made it possible for us to sit in front of the bus. She is the woman that made it possible for us to sit and eat at lunch counters, to live almost anywhere we want to live. And it's important for them to know that. One of the things that happened to me, I spend 1 month out of the year traveling around the country, speaking to young children, and I was appalled when I was talking about Martin Luther King, and they didn't know who he was until his holiday. And I thought, how could they not know? All right, they were babies, but what are their parents telling them? And so it's important for these children. They find it very difficult to believe that we could not sit in the front of the bus or sit at a lunch counter or live anywhere we wanted to live. They don't believe that actually was true. And it's I think, lest we forget, they must be reminded of the people that made this all possible.
Knowing Rosa through the years, what has been your most special moment with her?
Oh, her humility. Her humility. This woman who has done so much for this country, for millions of people, is just as humble as can be. I mean, she does not take it as something that she alone has done. There were so many other people, she said, that are responsible for what actually happened. I only didn't get up. But because she didn't get up, millions of us can sit down.
Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
Let's sing it again.
Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
You're listening to the WBGO Journal.